How you doing, you guys? It's your girl Dee Dee with another episode of Dee Dee's Daily Dose. Go ahead and jam out to a little bit of Cardi B before we get started. You can flex, get some money, ho, tell me why you stress. Now I said, hold down, G's up. You know how I'm rocking, but my watch is squeezed up. I can't wait until they drop that Lamborghini truck. Be careful where I park it, hoes will have it beat up. Them bitches getting beat up. Slim waist, ass fat, fat. My shit is caked up, my bad bitch, with the bait. Without no makeup, the collard greens, cornbread, name. How you guys doing? So nice to be back on my podcast. It's been so long. I moved and kind of just lost touch with podcasting. And plus the other site that I had went down. So now I'm back today with a very, very special guest. It's my nigga, my homeboy, BG. What's up, BG?
What's going on, man?
How's it going?
Pretty good, man. I appreciate you having me on here.
I'm glad to have you here. So we're going to try to put like a new twist on things. I know normally my podcast was more so like opinion pieces, but I want to kind of do interview style. I want to pick people's brains and just kind of see, you know, why people like the things they like and why they do the things they do. So, BG, tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. So, my name is Brandon Graham. You call me BG. I met Dee Dee at State. We went to school together, graduated together. I played basketball at Alabama State as well.
He was a hooper, y'all.
Yeah, you know. Went overseas, played basketball. Currently, right now, I'm at home training to go back. Working on the other few things outside of basketball as far as business. But other than that, I just came to have fun on this podcast and kick it with my girl, Dee Dee.
I know that's right. Came to have a good time. So now, with playing basketball, I know a lot of people, especially a lot of my friends, have what I would consider hoop dreams. So let's just dive right in. What happens when you graduate college and you're not immediately picked up by a team, as a lot of people would like to be?
I mean, the main thing is finding an agent, a reliable agent, once you graduate. Because, I mean, it's a lot of agents out here that will come at you. They can promise you things, but they won't live up to the promises. So the main thing is, for me, finding a reliable agent, a person that you can depend on and trust to get you overseas. Because, I mean, without an agent, it's hard to get over there for anybody, honestly. And other than that, like, if you don't get over there, I mean, other than that, you just got to keep your head up, man. Keep grinding. You know you had a talent to do what you want to do, but just stay focused on what you want to do and keep grinding, man, because your time will come.
I know for me, like a lot of my homeboys, when they were trying to go overseas, they was running into a lot of scams. Yeah. One of my friends in particular, like, went to Mexico to try to play and had to pay, I think, like $500. And it was just a scam. Like, he went over there. They stayed in like roach motels. Mm-hmm. Didn't really have any food. They were traveling by like a bus. This broke down bus. So what's a good way, I guess, to, if you have an agent or if you're looking for an agent, to avoid being scammed?
I mean, I understand that. Yeah, it's a lot of scam artists out here. You just have to be smart with your decisions, man. Get to know the person that you're working with. I know I've had a few agents come to me and tell me things, and I just get this feeling in my gut like, nah, something ain't right about this, and I just normally go with my gut feeling. But I mean, sometimes you have to go through those bad apples to find that good seed, and you just learn from those experiences, really. So I mean, it's unfortunate that these agents out here are picking on people that really want to play the game that they love overseas, and they find people who really are desperate and do anything to go over there. So right. They're willing to pay all this money for that opportunity. But when they take your money, it's just like, yo, man, you took my money, man. Like, I really want to do this for a living, and you out here taking people's money. That ain't cool, man. I hate hearing about stuff like that. So,
is there ever a point where you feel like maybe basketball not the way to go and I got to move forward with something else? Or is it kind of one of them things, well,
fuck it, I'm gonna play basketball or die trying. Like, is it like?
I mean, some people are like that, man. I know, like, I learned when things not going right for me. I mean, I just can't solely depend on basketball for the rest of my life. You know, the ball gonna stop bouncing someday. You have to find a different route, a different avenue that you have to take after basketball. So, with me, I just use this time as a way to open up more resources for me, network with people, meet new people, and dive into the things that I really want to do and I'm passionate about while I'm still young instead of waiting until...
What are some of the things that you're passionate about outside of basketball?
I mean, over the past few years, I've been really big on entrepreneurship. It started with a book I read, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and that opened my mind up to like all the opportunities and
what's
possibilities.
The author? For all Robert the listeners
Kiyosaki.
Out there.
Robert Kiyosaki.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad. All right, y'all, pick up that book.
So that opened up my mind to like entrepreneurship and the way money works and things like that. And ever since then, I just haven't viewed having a job. I really would never want to work a 9-to-5 the rest of my life.
Honestly, working a 9-to-5 is so unfulfilling. I have one now. When I tell you, I dread going, because if you're not doing what you enjoy, you're not going to enjoy working.
Not at all.
And they say if you do what you love, then you never work a day in your life.
Right.
I'm working every day because I don't love anything about my job. Yeah. I hope they don't listen to me.
Yeah, that's something I'm big on, man. Doing what you love, man. Because, I mean, we only hear, like, you only get one life. So why not do what you love? You know what I mean? I see so many people fall into that trap. It's just like, yo, man, I'm stuck at this job and I got to work until I retire. And by the time they're 30, it's just like, yo, man, I need something else to do. But I mean, like, people give up after a certain age and things like that.
All right, well, guys, it's about that time. We're going to pause for a little bit of a musical break and we'll be right back with you. Enjoy Russian Cream from Mr. Key Glock.
Got money blue and green, drop them racks on double G's. Yeah, I'm a Gucci fiend, feel like Tarzan all these trees. I get so hot, I can't breathe. Like LeBron, bitch, I'm a king, but I never leave my heat. Yeah, what the fuck you mean? I'm in here to exhaust. Hit the gas, why me get lost? Tell that bitch, keep on the draw. Yeah, cause you know I want some jaws. No, you can't taste it, can't call. Nah, I got a bitch at the house. Yeah, get a hoe straight to my dog. Yeah, dunk a hoe like basketball. You know I'm all about my figures, bitch. Young nigga getting them digits, bitch. Young niggas going gorilla. I heard you be talking to pillar. Boy, you know you not no killer. My chopper eat niggas for dinner. My diamonds, it make you shiver.
Hey, okay, I like that. Who is the Key Glock? Okay, I'm gonna have to. Okay.
Mr. Ricky Smiley. That's
all right, guys. So we're back. We got a little wine turning in the room. Got to loosen Brandon
for sure,
up a little
for sure,
bit.
For sure.
So now one of the things that I do want to talk to you about, and it's just been itching for me to have this conversation with a guy, the power of the vagina.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's lost its luster? I kind of feel like it's become such an easy thing to obtain nowadays that it doesn't really hold the value that it did.
I mean, to a certain extent, yeah, it does. It's so easy to access now. You got social media, man, like girls. They put it all out there now. That's a way for. It's also a way for females to make money off the internet too. So it's
off
like,
of their vagina.
I mean, yeah, you got girls making
like
money
selling,
off vagina.
Selling vagina,
yeah,
or just
you
like.
Know what's going on? Like.
I don't know what's going
pictures,
on.
You post half naked pictures on Instagram, man. You getting paid for it. Like, you got people like Kim Kardashian just post almost a nude picture, and she probably make a meal off of it. You know, girls. They see that and they wanna. Oh, I wanna do that too. I got a nice body. They go get the booties done and. All that type of stuff, but my point is...
Okay, so we will revisit the fake booty topic because I definitely want to talk about that. But does it make you feel less like you want a wife and more like you want a good time? Or are you still one of the traditional guys that feel like I can still find a wife in this day and age versus just get some quick, you know,
me myself?
Nookie?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like, yeah, I can still find a wife out here, man. It just depends on the person you're dealing with. I mean... probably all just your mindset, like you mature, like some people want to live that life where they I need to go get me some ass, you know what I'm saying, clap some cheeks, You know what I'm saying? You see it out there. Like, let's say, man, real shit. Like, you see a girl posting, like, half-naked pictures of her booty all the time. You're going to think, like, you're going to stereotype her and be like, oh, yeah, I can probably, you know what I'm saying? I can probably
get that. So, is it really a stereotype? Because I've had conversations with guys who say that they can have a one-night stand with someone and still hold them to the pedestal of, like, a girlfriend or a wife. Do you feel like you can meet somebody and have a one-night stand and this could still be, like, your lady?
Yeah, that's possible. I mean, that depends on the female, though. I mean, you hear it all the time. People have one-night stands and they end up getting married years later, but, I mean...
You personally, do you feel like you can meet a girl and within hours you guys are banging uglies and after that, you know, like, this is going to be my old lady. Like, do you feel like there's something that you could do?
The first day I meet her?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Be honest, be transparent.
Nah, I can't see myself doing that. Nah.
Why not?
You gotta have some type of connection. I mean, if we got a cool connection after that happened, maybe. But nah, I can't see myself going out like that.
Okay. And so, I mean, is it a reason why?
I mean,
do you feel like you could be with someone who was sexually free? Or is it just you feel like...
Nah, it ain't even that. I mean, I really don't know. Like,
you gotta know. You gotta have a reason. It has to be a reason.
I don't know. Just, I want something to work for, man. If I feel like if I get it that fast, like, what else I got to look forward to? I mean, we already... I feel like if I got it that fast, like, I might not even want to get to know you after that. Because I already got the most important thing or the most valuable thing.
You feel like a woman's vagina is her most valuable asset?
I mean, if you ain't got nothing else to offer. I
mean, but if she does, if she's an intellect,
if she does,
oh, if she's a hard-working woman.
That's different. If you got something going on, you know what I mean? Like, hey, let me get to know you. Let me see what you about. But if you ain't got no ambition about you, I ain't going to really want to get to know you. If you ain't got no goals, no dreams you're trying to chase, I don't see you out here working hard every day. I really ain't going to put in no effort to get to know you if I already get that on the first night.
Do you feel like it's more so of a, and I know this is old people saying, but why buy the cow and I can get the milk for free?
What?
You've never heard someone say, why buy the cow when I, like, if you're already getting the milk from a cow,
yeah,
why would you purchase the full cow when you can just get the milk for free when the purpose of the cow is to provide milk? Do you feel like those two are kind of...
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
Okay.
I just ain't never heard that shit before. That shit got it threw me off.
I'm an old soul.
You old ass soul.
So now, back to, I guess, the fake booty.
Yeah.
Do you see anything wrong with fake booties? Fake breasts?
No, not if you're going to make money from it.
But okay.
I feel like, personally, I don't know. Like, I hate when females go overboard with that shit. Like,
what's overboard? Drink some wine.
You got some fucking fat ass booty and your legs small as shit. Like, the shit don't even look proportional. Like, it don't even match up with your body. Like, if you out here getting a fat ass booty and it don't even look right sitting up on you or boobs, like, I don't really like that. It got to be, like, within reason, not overboard. You know, that makes sense.
It makes sense. I mean, it's all about, I guess, what the woman prefers. Because, of course, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And as long as you're doing it for the right reasons, not that of, like, trying to please a man or anything like that, then I definitely say go for it. Because when you think about it, we got to be in these bodies for the rest of our life.
Yeah. And
why not add a little razzle-dazzle, so, you know?
What about when you get older? Like, do y'all think about that?
About who is y'all? Because I can't afford surgery.
I mean, if you were able to afford it, would you get surgery?
Yes.
Why?
Because I want big titties. And a little bit of waist.
Okay, I can understand titties. Everybody ain't blessed with big titties or big titties, but...
Big titties or big titties?
You know what I mean. I mean, a big booty. But
I mean, just being transparent. It's some people who, you know, wouldn't change a thing about themselves. And that doesn't mean that I hate my body in no way, shape, or form, but...
The shit is attractive, though. I ain't gonna lie. If you got the right, you know what I'm saying, body, and it's looking nice, it's looking fit, of course that's gonna grab a man's attention. I ain't saying it ain't, but... She out here like a Black China booty. Like, the shit don't look right with dents in your booty. And
I like Black China butt.
You like that?
I do.
Did
I
you like see Black pictures China. Of that?
I did. The picture where she had on, like, the yellow swimsuit and you can see it from the front.
Yes. That don't look nice. That's I don't like that. Gold? No. You tripping.
I'm sorry. I'm just a Black China advocate. I love Black China. I love you.
Black China got some shit, too, though.
No, she don't. She's just the real one. And
she be wilder.
She from the hood, but she's been put in the public eye. Mm-hmm. But she's still gonna be herself. So the people who are not used to people from the hood.
She dating like a little 17-year-old right now.
He's 18. Okay. For like, one, he's 18.
She like 34, well, probably.
They're both legal. Consenting adults.
What do y'all got? So what's the problem here? What do y'all got to talk about?
Money. Bruh, food. Clothes.
He ain't even 21 yet. Like, I don't know. I guess to each his own.
He a rapper. I mean, so.
To each his own.
To me, it's kind of just like. More so if you're compatible versus age. I don't think I would go too up in age when it comes to dating, but you can't help who you like and who you're compatible with.
So you think she's compatible with this man?
If they're together, they see something in each other that allows them to be in a relationship.
She live in Hollywood.
What does that mean?
You don't think all that's for attention and things like that, man?
No.
What? But anyway, back to this fake booty, though, and the power to... vagina.
So I got in a car accident last year and I broke my nose.
Yeah.
And that is not funny. I kind of took it as an opportunity to get a nose job. I didn't get the nose job because I didn't want to be on botched. My anxiety is really bad. So I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. But I mean,
I can understand that reason though. Your nose probably was messed up. And
what if I just felt like I had a fat nose?
Period.
Yeah, period.
I mean, that's understandable.
And I would want to fix it.
Yeah.
So what about people who
I just told you, my thing is, like, when you just go overboard with the surgery, like, the shit don't look right on somebody. Like, that's what I just don't like.
I don't know. I just feel like if you got the means to do it and it's your body, you know, who are we to just say?
I feel like all females agree with body surgery. Well,
some don't. I have friends who swear, you know, they would never do anything to enhance their body. It's some people who are just really content with themselves naturally, and there's some people who would.
I think that's what it all comes down to, though. With confidence in yourself. Like, I mean.
Would you ever get surgery?
Me? Get surgery? Mm-hmm.
Implants? What? Like a extension? Would you ever get any type of surgery?
No, what?
You could get like chest implants to have like a broad chest.
No, I'd rather just work out and get bigger myself.
Some people like, just, I have a really slow metabolism. Like, I think my metabolism runs in slow motion.
I'm skinny as shit. Like,
so would you ever get like muscle implants to like be girthy?
Nah, I wouldn't feel like I work for it.
Oh, okay. I can respect that.
Yeah.
Would you ever get like a penis implant to like extend your penis?
No. I'm pretty happy with my penis right now.
I'm saying if you could have it come down to your knee, you know, you want to get
the extension. You're trying to have me be a Cosby out here.
No! All right. So one of the questions that I do want to know is, what is your perfect type?
Perfect type.
What is your ideal thought of beauty?
Some women gonna hate me for this. Okay, so it might sound bad, but you gotta have a decent length of hair. That sound bad.
Oh my god, I almost spit my wine out. What do you mean?
Like, I can't date. I don't even want to say bald hair, but like,
oh my Disney.
At least shoulder length hair.
Shoulder length.
Yeah, at least.
What about the Nia Long's?
That is cute. I like that. But you got to look like Nia Long, too.
Don't about to look like Nia Long, but Nia Long.
If you got hair that short, you got to at least look like Nia Long.
What if it's like ear length?
Your face got to do something.
So you want you date someone with a boy cut? Because people.
What's a boy cut?
Amber Rose.
Nah, I can't see that happening.
Really?
I can't. I don't know. You got to be very, very attractive to me. You got to look real good. Like, I don't even know if I would date Amber Rose.
Wow.
I mean, I would date Amber Rose. I ain't saying she's ugly or not, but I don't know. I just can't see myself.
I love
dating a bald head, girl.
Don't say bald head. Say short haired.
Let's move on from the hair topic. I mean, Slim. I like Slim.
Okay. When you say Slim, do you mean skinny? Because it's like, you know, Fetty Wap said Slim Thick.
Yeah, Slim Thick. Slim Thick. You got to have a little rump on you. A nice little body. At least work out. Let's see. Good personality.
Dark skin, good light skin, or you don't have a preference. Picky about that. Great. Do not feed into that colorism. Drink some more wine.
I ain't picky on that. A good personality, a good sense of humor, smart, ambitious, like somebody you could vibe with, be serious with, have fun with.
Could you date someone who was a stay-at-home mom, who wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, who didn't want to work?
Yeah, I could. Was she doing at home, though? Like, taking care of the kids or what? Just sitting at home?
I mean, initially, when you guys get together, you don't have any kids, and they just want to be, you know, like, stay at home, you know?
Yeah, I don't have a problem staying at home. I mean, I want her to, like, at least start a business, though. Have some... Like,
start a business?
Yeah, from home.
Then she's not a stay-at-home mom.
You really can. Like, you're going to get bored sitting at the house all day. You know what I mean? Like...
There is shopping.
I mean... You can't be shopping every day, all day.
But then cooking and cleaning, like, taking care of a decent home.
But you ain't got no kids, so you just going to have all the time in the world if you just staying at home. You got to have something to do. I can't see. Besides shopping.
Start a garden.
Okay, you got to be doing something productive then. Not necessarily a business. Just doing something productive. I don't have a problem staying at home.
But you have to think about all the things that go into, like, 8 hours in the day. Say you wake up in the morning. You know, you clean the house, then you clean yourself.
Yeah.
You go to work out.
That don't take 8 hours, though.
I'm not done. You grocery shop.
Every day.
Run errands, you know, maybe pick up mail, pay a couple bills, things of that nature. It could take a decent amount of time to take care of a household.
You could run a business from your phone nowadays. You know what I mean? Like, it's plenty of females out here just running online boutiques from home.
Everybody is not a boutique owner.
You ain't got to be a boutique, but at least something you're passionate about. It could be like you like working out. Oh, let me sell waist trainers or be a trainer or something like that. Like,
so what else?
Like I said, dope personality.
How do you feel about wigs, tracks?
I ain't got a problem with it as long as you keep it right. It look right. It don't look goofy.
What is goofy weave? Ladies, do not be caught outside summer 2018 with a goofy weave, okay?
Nah, I can't be seeing no tracks and edges at least got to be laid down looking nice. I can't be out here with no...
Would you pay for it?
Of course.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. There's one thing I hate is for a man to critique something that he is not paying for.
Of course. If you mind, I mean, I don't want you out here looking crazy.
Don't tell me to bathe unless you're paying for the soap.
Chill out. But yeah, I ain't got a problem with weave. Long as you ain't out here looking busted and disgusted. You know what I'm saying? Keep yourself well maintained and looking like somebody.
Okay. You know what I mean? Have you ever had an embarrassing moment?
Embarrassing moment?
Yeah.
I can't think of none right now. No, I don't think I really have. I probably have, but it ain't been nothing that really haunt me to this day, maybe. Like, let me try to think as hard as I can.
I mean, I think, okay, so.
What about you?
All the time, like, every day of my life. One time in particular that's, like, hilarious. When I was in middle school, I used to ride the school bus. And we got on the school bus one morning and it smelled like dog shit.
Yeah.
And so the bus driver was like, I can't drive. I can't keep driving this bus. Smell of this dog shit is killing me. So I was sitting behind him. I'm like, you know what? I'll help you find the source of the dog shit. So I volunteered to walk through the bus and figure out who had the dog shit on their shoe. So I'm walking up and down the aisle. I'm like, show me your shoe. So everybody like, show me the bottom of their shoes. And so I get back up to the front. I'm like, nah, his name was Howard. The bus driver's name was Howard. I'm like, nah, Howard, I ain't seen no dog shit. And he was like, it's getting worse. So the girl beside me was like, let me check your shoe. I was like, you can check a girl, but I ain't stepping on dog shit. So I took my shoe off and gave it to her. Covered. The bottom of the shoe. Shitty covered shoe. In dog shit.
Shitty shoe.
The bus driver pulled over.
Wet shit.
Ugh. He pulled over and made me wipe my shoe on the grass outside. Like I had to get off the bus in front of everybody. After I done checked everybody on the bus shoe. Ooh, and I'm the dog the shit culprit. Yeah, that was it. Was pretty embarrassing, if I do say
that's
so myself.
Nasty.
So what about you? Any embarrassing shitty stories?
Nah,
maybe
man,
a bad haircut. You was musting one day and didn't know it.
Haircuts, yes, that's a good topic. Okay, freshman year in college, off at school. You know what I mean? I had to leave my barber. Everybody know if you a dude, you know what I mean? Like. You don't really want to switch up barbers.
Ooh,
like that,
so. That sounds terrible because it's hard to switch up beauticians.
Yo, so, all right, went to a new barber. Me and my teammates used to go to him, you know what I mean? They used
you
to be crispy.
How about you?
Yeah. So, me and my teammates, you know one of them, DeMarcus, and another one, Austin. You know both of them, right? DeMarcus and Austin?
I know DeMarcus, not Austin.
Austin with the dreads.
Oh, with the, oh yeah, I know Austin. I know Austin.
Shout out to my nigga Austin, man. Yeah, so he got dreads, but you know what I'm saying? You get lined up sometimes if you got dreads. But yeah, went to a new barber, so I'm letting them go first. You know what I mean? I got to check out, see what he talking about. I hear he the talk of the town, you know what I mean? He know how to cut heads, so... You know what I'm saying? I let DeMarcus go first. He come out crispy. I'm like, okay, we working with something. But I get in the chair. Okay, my first cut, it goes well. So I go back. Next time, boom. Okay, he cut my head right. I think I got me a good barber. Next time, he got this new product. You know what I mean? If you a dude, you know how barbers, they want to use like the black spray and shit like that for your lineups and shit like that. I ain't never used it until then. So I'm like, okay,
it's called Bengay.
That's Bengay is like some sports cream or some shit like that.
Okay, never mind.
Beijing.
That's what it is.
Yeah, Beijing. So I guess that's what it was called. He was using. So I get in the chair. He like, yeah, I got this new stuff. You know what I mean? Like, spread on and look crispy for at least 2 or 3 days. I'm like, all right, cool. So he spread on. Bam. I get to the back to the dorm. I wash my hair out. And that's when all the Beijing leave and whatever. And I look in the mirror. My shit, it's a little crooked. I'm like, yo, no, cuz that messed me up. And I'm thinking like, damn, I got to get this shit fixed. But little do I know, I go back to him. I told him, like, hey, you got to fix this. And I feel like this story long as shit. But yeah. More of the story is, I went back to him and he fucked my shit up even more. And now my shit like, been fucked up ever since then. I done got it recovered, but it ain't like it was. I used to have a crispy ass lined up, but now my shit like, oh man, type shit.
Well, it's time for another one of them music like breaks. So we're gonna hit y'all a little bit of that J. Cole.
This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shit. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shit. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shit. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shit. Wow. Niggas been cramping my style, blowing my high, they wanna reply. The number one question is how does it feel now that you won? How much you worth, how big is your home, how come you won't get a few features? I think you should, how about I don't, how about you just get the fuck on my dick, how about you listen and never forget, only gon' say this one time then I'll dip. Niggas ain't worthy to be on my shit, haven't you heard I'm as cold as a tip of the ace with that tip, the Titanic, don't tiptoe around it, my shit is gigantic, as big as the fucking Atlantic, I'm lit, bitch. This is what you call a flip, 10 keys from a car to brick, Bentley from his mama whip, K.O.D. he hard. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shit. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shit. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shit. I grew up only fuel to love. Remember I got my first fuel to blood. I'm hanging out and they shoot up the club. My homie got pharmaceutical plug. I smoked a drug and it run through my.
I can honestly say that I am a huge fan of J. Cole, and I love his new album. What you think about it, BG?
It's live, man. Cole, one of the coldest artists out, man. Like, if you don't like Cole, I can't trust you. Like,
I've heard people say that you have to be somewhat of an intellect to be able to listen to J. Cole.
You do.
But not even that. I just feel like
he don't feed into the hype of all these, like, other rappers that got to keep up with the new sound. I mean, he speak real shit.
I've been a avid listener since, what was that song? Love Me, Love Me Not?
Yeah.
That song is live.
My favorite probably on this album, Kevin's Heart.
So let me ask you this. Have you, since you like Kevin Hart so much, have you ever cheated?
No, I'm a loyal person.
Never cheated in your life?
Never cheated.
Well, this is a person that's a one in a million, because I've never met anybody who has never, ever cheated. Never so cheated. That's awesome.
Like, it just don't...
How do you escape temptation? Because it's not... I know, I've witnessed firsthand, you're a college athlete. People view you as like, you're actually in the NBA or some shit like that. So people are constantly throwing themselves at you. So what puts you in a mindset where you're just like, I'm not cheating?
I think it's just me, man. Like, if I'm rocking with you, man, I'm rocking with you. I ain't got no interest in fooling with nobody. I put all my energy and effort and all towards that one person. Like, because karma is real. Like, I don't want nobody cheating on me, so I ain't finna be out here, you know what I'm saying, doing dirt, and they come back to me, and I'm butthurt at the end of the day. So I feel like,
I think a lot of times people cheat when they just not 100% in.
Yeah.
For women, a lot of my friends, or like if somebody I've ever known that has ever cheated, it's not physical.
Yeah.
It's something that's lacking. It's something that maybe your guy's not paying you enough attention, or maybe this new dude got money, your nigga got no money. Just stuff like that. The people who
that's
do
something you
cheat.
Gotta communicate about, though, you know what I mean?
You can't make nobody get no money.
I mean, yeah, you can.
How?
I mean, you can't make nobody get no money. That's up to them. But I mean, if you mention it and you don't see no change or no effort in them, I mean, hey.
But you have to think about how many times, like for women, a lot of times when we try to communicate things, it comes off as nagging.
Yeah.
And I hate that persona has been pushed upon us, because a lot of times we're just trying to tell you what's wrong.
I think a lot of it is tone of voice sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, the way a woman can say something, it may seem like...
It may come off in frustration because she's tired of saying the same shit over and over and over.
And that is something, like, I hear a lot of females say, like, they repeat stuff a lot. But I think for guys, it takes like us some time to register the stuff that y'all say until like it actually like happens. You like, damn, like.
But it's like, you only have to touch the stove once to know if it's hot.
Yeah, no.
So why do I have to say the same shit 10 times for you to know that I don't want you to do this?
I mean, I guess we don't see it as big as a deal as y'all may until it like happens. It's like, damn, like maybe I do need to change. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just a guy thing.
One of the things in a relationship that I always try to be vocal about is, just because something is not important to me doesn't mean it's not important to you. And if something is important to you, then I'm going to hold it to that same value, or at least try to understand the importance that it holds to you.
Mm-hmm.
Even just something as simple as, I don't know, cleaning up after yourself in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That shit is annoying. I do not want to come behind you in the kitchen and clean up, especially if it's a journey that you done started by yourself. You done started cooking. Yeah. You done made some nasty-ass brownies or something. And if I didn't partake in the feast, I don't want to have to come in and clean up behind you.
Sure. But nah, I'm the type of person, man, like, I don't know. If I clean up after myself, like, I can't stand dirty stuff.
Could you date a woman who didn't bathe every day?
Could I?
Side note. Yes. Could you date someone who didn't bathe every day?
Yeah, no.
So, do you bathe every day?
I do.
It's a lot of niggas that feel like if they don't leave the house today, they don't have to bathe. Like, I didn't do nothing today. Why I got to take a bath?
I don't understand where that came from. I mean, that's probably how you grew up, though. I don't know. So, I grew up like you getting in that tub. Like,
exactly.
It was like instilled in me. Like, so, I just, it still just keep on going. Same with me as cleaning, though. Like, my grandmama, like, she didn't play that.
You want me to beat your ass?
My grandmama, for real. Like, I make my bed every day, like. I can't leave the house without...
I can't say I make my bed.
Without making my bed. Like, I feel like my room ain't clean if my bed ain't made. Like, so I make sure, like even if somebody sit on my bed, and they get up off the bed, I'm making sure my cover straight. Like, it's, yeah. I don't know, for some reason, it just seems.
One of the things that my mom was, like, really adamant about that I didn't really hold on to was not letting people sit on my comforter. People will be just come sitting their dirty asses on my comforter.
I done, yeah. That's something I done started doing as of recently. Like, I pull my sheets back and sit on my,
Sit on the mattress?
Nah, not the mattress. You know what I mean? The sheets. I mean, okay. I pull my comforter back and sit on the sheets.
Sit on the sheets, yeah. Because it's really, it's easy to clean sheets, but it's not super duper easy to clean a comforter.
Yeah,
sheets. And if you do, then it get dingy, get bunched up, things like that. So, for you, we talked about, you know, what your perfect match would be. What would you say?
Oh, yeah, you got to be loyal, too.
Loyal?
Yeah, yeah.
What you mean by loyal? Like, if you give me $10 for gas and I spend it on some weed, loyal, or, like, yeah, don't give you no about why you at the club, loyal.
Yeah, I don't need no games. Like, if we rocking, we rocking. Like, I ain't got time for no games. You know what I mean? Like,
what you can have games? Fun.
Like, don't be out here entertaining other people. You know what I mean? I ain't going to be out here entertaining other women.
You say entertaining, I just see somebody in the middle of a circle breakdancing for other niggas, but
yeah, I ain't talking about nothing like that. I'm talking about, you know what I mean? Yeah, you gotta have, be able to shut down dudes. You know what I mean? Dudes don't care if you got a boyfriend.
Let me break down the statistics for you.
Yeah.
If your girl look good, if she at least an 8 out of 10,
yeah.
When she leave out the house, if she's in an interactive environment, at least, I'm going to say 5 dudes going to try to holler at her that day. So that means she got to turn somebody down 5 times a day.
Hold on, wait, what? Does she got to turn people down?
Yes, that means she has to turn somebody down 5 times a day.
I ain't saying you got
to
be a bored person and can't interact with nobody. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, don't have me out here thinking
that you the only one?
Yeah, you could say that. Or just, like, have me, giving me a reason to think, like, oh, she out here. She might be messing around. You know what I mean? That makes sense? Because you're looking at me kind
of
crazy.
I mean, that's kind of a you thing if you think that.
If we solid. Like,
what's solid? Like, you've asked me to be your girlfriend and we're together.
Yeah, we girlfriend and boyfriend, you know what I mean? Like, we ain't got none, no problems going on, you know what I mean? Like, we solid. Like,
I mean, but nowadays, it seems like situationship is the new norm. And so with situationships, okay, so that's when you're with somebody, but you kind of don't know what's going on. It's like, if you do something, you can say, well, you know, I never really asked you to be my girl. So, okay, so you're talking about the whole,
we talk about goals, you know what I'm saying? We going to do this in 4 or 5 years. Like, we think a long term.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you ain't finna be wasting my time if you ain't trying to.
Do you feel like you're ready for, like, a forever bae? Like, a this right my now? Rock up. But seriously. Do you feel like you're ready for a forever bae? Because how old are you?
24.
You're 24.
Yep.
In your prime. You've been overseas playing ball.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the midst of entrepreneurship.
Yep.
And as a man at the age of 24, you're still becoming who you want to be in life.
Right.
And you'll forever be doing that, but right now it's the developing stage.
Right.
So do you feel like you ready to be with someone forever? This is the person that you're going to wake up with every single day for the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that happening. You know what I mean? Just the right person, yeah.
Okay.
I can see myself, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's possible to find that one person and you know, like, yo, this is who I want to be with at the age of 24, no matter how.
So let's say you live till you 80.
Mm-hmm.
For 56 more years.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I could see that happening.
I wonder how many guys out there could say that they ready for that. Like,
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, we ain't saying. Well, you know this as well as I know this. Like, shit don't be easy. Like, relationship's not easy. Even if you married 50, 60 years, you're going to go through your hard times. You're going to go through times where you just like, oh, man. But it just, you as a person, you as in a relationship, y'all have to want to be there for each other. want to be able to stick together and things like that. You know what I mean? If y'all don't have that, if y'all don't have that willingness to do that, I mean, it may not work. So, I mean, I believe I could have a forever bae.
Forever bae?
Yeah, I can see that.
Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
5 years from now. First off, I'd probably be somewhere in South Florida living.
Don't keep the listeners waiting.
Don't keep the listeners waiting. I can't give y'all my every move, man. Y'all gonna be trying to knock me off my spot.
Would you have kids? Would you be married?
How old will I be? 29? Yeah, I probably have kids by 29.
29?
Yeah. Married? I can see myself. Married? Yeah, I can see myself married.
I was gonna say you can see yourself having kids, but not married.
I can see myself being married. Because I know women, they wouldn't have kids before they be 30. They don't be wanting to be no old mamas, you know what I mean?
So, me personally, I want to be in love, and I want to travel first. Yeah. I really want to enjoy my significant other before I start popping out kids.
Yeah, I can see that. But yeah, I don't think 29 a bad age. I can't see myself having like 2 or 3 kids, though. I mean, 3 or 4 kids. Maybe like one.
Maybe one.
2 at the most.
I want a big family. I want a lot of asses to beat. Like, I grew up in a big family, so, and I see like how spoiled kids are when they don't have any siblings and how lonely they can be.
Yeah.
And
I can see that. I'm saying this now, but you never know. Like 5 years from now, I might have 4 kids. You know what I mean? Oh. Love the shit out of them.
4 years from now. You gonna have four
kids?
I'll take that back. Cause I'm trying to count that up. I'm trying to make you must go have some in. Different baby mamas, I'm like, and that'll make sense.
I don't need that baby mama drama. She just gonna have to.
Do you feel like you could go into a relationship with someone who currently has kids or a kid?
Nah. I couldn't even see myself dating a woman with a kid. It ain't nothing against nothing like that. It's just like,
been there, done that.
How is that?
I won't say no names, but I mean, I was dating this guy. He had 3 kids, and like in the midst of us dating, he had like a 1 child and then a set of twins. And in the midst of us dating, he found out that like the twins weren't his. Mm. This was a lot. It was a lot. Because essentially, when you date someone with kids, the kids are always gonna come before you.
For sure.
And you have to not be a selfish person, and you have to be understanding of that. But it's hard to kind of understand that when you don't have kids, because you're like, well, I can be all about you. Why can't you be all about me? Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, I gotta, you know, take my kids shopping. I gotta pick them up for the weekend or whatever the case may be. And at the end of the day, to me personally, if you're going to be with someone long term, you're going to have to learn how to coexist with the person that they had their kids with.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it'd be some crazy baby mamas and baby daddies out here. They'd be having animosity towards.
I kind of feel like that just comes from
jealousy.
Not even jealousy, but just wanting their family.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because I'm pretty sure people don't go into a situation thinking, I'm going to have a child with you, but I don't want to be with you. If you do, you're really fucked up. But for the people who don't, I just don't see them wanting that to be the outcome.
Yeah. Nah, I think that'd be a stretch for me right now. I can't see myself dating a chick with a child, a package with her. I ain't saying it couldn't happen, but I can't see myself at the moment doing that.
I definitely understand that.
Nothing against
that.
It, though. Shout out to all the mamas out here.
Shout out to all the mamas on Mother's Day.
Shout out to all the mothers on Mother's Day.
No shade. We love Mama. I love you. All my facilitated moms, I love you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now,
it ain't easy.
At the age of 24, do you feel like you've ever truly been in love?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
How do you know you're in love? Like, how do you know it's not puppy love? It's not attraction? It's not something, you know, like lust? How do you know that you're in love?
You're willing to do anything for that person, man. Like, you know you're in love. Like, I don't know. It's just that feeling that you get. Like, it sounds all mushy or whatever, but, like, you can see yourself being with that person, like, the rest of your life. And it's just a feeling, I guess, like, that connection y'all have with each other. And I don't know, shit just different when you lusting over somebody and love somebody, I guess. I guess it's something you have to really experience to really say.
To really know. What's the craziest thing you think you've ever done for love? Okay, you right, cackling, so this one's gonna be good.
Alright, so yo, so I was at the crib one day and I get a call. It's like midnight, 1 o'clock, almost 1 o'clock in the morning. And mm-hmm. Note that I stay like 2 hours away from my significant other.
Yeah, forever bae.
Yeah, forever bae. And she calls me, and reminder, it's like 12 a.m. No, it's like midnight, 1 a.m. in the morning. And she was terrified of like bugs, like any type of insects, like spider. It don't matter what it was. It
could be a gnat. Bug.
She called me and like she had to take a shower or something at night. And she was like, "Please come, like I need your help." So me being me,
goodness,
I got on the road.
You got on the road at 12 o'clock at night.
Midnight.
2 hours.
Went down there.
Kill a cockroach.
Didn't see it.
Didn't see the cockroach?
Couldn't find it, you know what I mean? Like, it went missing, like.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know what I mean? Like, that's some real love right there to me. I'm pretty sure it's something else, but that just came to my mind. Like,
that is crazy. Wow.
2 hours, I get down there, and I'm like, yo, where is it? Like, it was supposed to be in the bathroom, but I couldn't find it, so.
That's love.
It's love.
2 hours in the middle of the night for a cockroach.
Middle of the night.
All right, so now we're back. We're on the last leg of Dee Dee's Daily Dose. And, BG, I just want to ask you, in today's society, what do you feel success means to you as a black man?
Being able to provide, not only for yourself, but for your families, your loved ones, on a mental level, physical level, spiritual level, financial level, and just achieving all your goals and dreams that you aspire and working hard towards everything that you believe you deserve in this life. I feel like that's what defines success for me, being able to achieve all those things.
And so what do you think, what steps do you think you have to take now to be successful?
Honestly, all the steps that are required to take or necessary to take. So whether it be me working out every day, me reading books, me meeting people, me finding mentors, me reaching out to different people that can help me grow in all my tools and ways, and just doing that on a consistent basis, because if you're not consistent with it, I mean, you won't achieve the things that you want to achieve. So taking that consistent action is very important.
Okay. And so, yeah, what words of wisdom do you have for any college ballers out there who currently have hoop dreams?
My G's, just stay focused, man. Focus on what you want to do, man. If you want to make playing ball a career, just stay focused, stay disciplined. Don't listen to the outside noise. Don't let people sway your decisions on what you should do. Just believe in yourself. Stay positive, stay humble. Keep grinding, man, and hopefully I'll ever come to you, whatever you want, man.
All right. Well, this is Dee Dee, and I'm with BG. And
you did.
This has been Dee Dee's Daily Dose. All right. Check it out.
I just pulled on me a H. Real nigga all in my face. 500 racks in my safe. 500 racks to the plug. What you know about your love? What you know about pulling up? Ain't barely chug. Baby, bitch, you fall in love. All of my niggas on go. None of my niggas no hope. All of my niggas gon' smoke. All of my niggas together. We came from the bottom. We used to weigh each other. None of my niggas gon' fold. Couple pussy niggas told. They ain't my niggas no more. Hold it down for the fold. In the nine with the woes. All of my daughters for sure. We won't fall out about shit. Especially not by no bitch. We ain't gon' fall out by hoes. Me and Sid get them lows. We let them go for the low. I got my hood in control. I got my left wrist on froze. I got my right wrist on froze. I got my neck is on froze. Both of my ears on froze. Faded, I'm sipping on maple. If she won't fuck, I won't make her. I don't like bitches with makeup. If she want titties, I pay for. Get out of there when I wake up. I pass the bar, I don't lay up. I'm a big boss, I gotta say so. They'll wipe you down if I say so. Dracos on Dracos on Dracos on Dracos. Fathers on fathers on fathers.
I just bought me some new water. What a nigga trainer, shout out New Wallace. I made a promise.